From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The immigration debate in Congress often focuses on migrants seeking work in the U.S. illegally. But in recent years, the crackdown on illegal workers has focused more on employers than employees. One of the country's top organic herb farms in Washington state got caught by the new policy and, as a result, was forced to find a way to make its workers legal. Liz Jones from member station KUOW has the story.
Here's lesson number one for farm owner Ted Andrews.
That there are events that can destroy a business in a snap of a finger. This was one of them.
2 years ago, Andrews pled guilty in federal court for knowingly hiring illegal workers from Mexico. That came after an immigration inspection revealed Andrews had employed more than 200 people without valid paperwork at his farm near Seattle.
It was against the law, and I paid the price for it.
So what are you growing in these fields here?
This is mint right here. Rosemary over there, he's in the sage with the rototiller.
Andrew's company, Herbco International, includes farms in five states and a home base here in Washington. After the immigration event, as Andrews calls it, he struggled to find a stable and legal workforce at this farm. Hundreds of workers came and went, but few lasted long. So Andrews turned to the federal H-2A visa program to bring in more workers straight from Mexico. They're paid the same wages as a local crews, about $12 an hour. But Herbco also covers the guest workers' travel costs, housing, and other fees. Altogether, Andrews ends up paying about $1.50 more per hour for each foreign worker. But there is a big upside.
They certainly are our very best employees. They come willing and able to do the job. They're happy to work and work and work.
That's often described by growers as H-2A workers being good workers, in quotes. Sort of a euphemism for people who follow orders no matter what.
Andrea Schmidt is an attorney in Olympia, Washington, who focuses on farm worker rights. While the H-2A program includes protections for workers, Schmidt says these contract employees are still vulnerable to abuses.
And that's because they're really far from home. They've been brought here by somebody else and are generally less aware of their rights.
The use of the H-2A visa program has steadily grown in recent years. That's partly due to stepped-up immigration enforcement. Since 2009, the feds have more aggressively audited employers to ensure their workforce is legal. It's this audit process that led to Herbco's criminal prosecution, massive staff turnover, and a $1 million fine. Waldemar Rodriguez is a deputy assistant director with ICE Homeland Security Investigations.
At the end, we want to reduce the magnet for illegal immigration, and that it's employers.
Rodriguez says the agency's recent shift to target employers more than workers is paying off. Last year, the agency set a record for these immigration audits and subsequent criminal arrests. Back at the Herbco farm, Augustina Reyes waters row after row of basil plants inside an 85-degree greenhouse. Reyes came here from Oaxaca, Mexico on the H-2A program and says it's perfect for her. She says she used to sneak across the border for work, but she prefers the less risky trip as a guest worker. Reyes is on a 7-month contract. She expects to save up $4,000 to $5,000 to take home after her stateside expenses. Farm owner Ted Andrews hopes to see improvements in the guest worker program as part of the immigration reform bill passed by the U.S. Senate and now stalled in the House. And that gets to the biggest lesson from his immigration event.
It's about the people. The people make the harvest.
And Andrews says, if you take care of your employees, they'll take care of you. For NPR News, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.